Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
So I consider this good news. Anything that gives us more choice here in South Africa or anywhere to be able to watch Disney Plus coming to South Africa. Jan van Meulen, I read this on my broadband yesterday. Jan is the editor at large at my broadband. Good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm well, Howard. How are you?
I am well. Thank you. To me, this is very exciting. But I can't imagine, I mean, is there a demand for all of these different streaming services?
Yeah, that's a great question, and the answer is in South Africa, I don't see it, right? So what these streaming services are hoping for is capitalizing on an early mover advantage. And it's actually interesting if you know the full history of these premium video streaming services in South Africa. There have been ones before this in the form of Vidi and MTN's View and several others that tried to capture early market share, but they were so early there was just no money to be made. And now that fiber is more pervasive, data costs have come down, now you're starting to kind of see a proper business case for these services, but still, yeah, the market is quite fragmented, And it's difficult to get enough subscribers on your platform for it to actually turn a profit.
Can I just understand this one thing that doesn't really make sense to me? Is why would content on any of these streaming services be different region by region? In other words, when we go on Netflix in South Africa, we are seeing different content to that which they see in Israel, or maybe that which they see in the United States. I found that out with Acorn. Eventually, I unsubscribed because they were just not offering anything new. Why is that? Why does it need to be the case?
It doesn't need to be the case, but it is the case. It's the legacy regional licensing model that still persists. Now, Netflix tried to break this by literally just producing tons of its own content, right? And it's done quite well for itself as a result. It's producing content all over the world, including South Africa. So South Africa, Japan, the United States, or I should say North America, you know, the English-speaking Americas, the UK, all across Europe, Mexico, South America, and it brings that, and it makes that content available anywhere in the world at the same time, because it has control over that license. But if you are licensing, say, the Indiana Jones movies or the James Bond movies or the Harry Potter movies for that matter, then that copyright belongs to someone else. And the way that they have been making money off of this content all these years is they will license it to individual broadcasters. And if the broadcasters pay enough, they will give them a regional exclusive on that content. So here in South Africa, for example, MultiChoice would have exclusive rights to a lot of HBO stuff. In fact, all of HBO stuff, if I'm not mistaken. And still to this day. And so that model unfortunately persists.
It's not sustainable. Yeah, I was just going to say it might be with us for a while, but certainly it's not going to be something that ultimately is going to survive, this model. It can't.
No. Much like Napster, you know, changed the music industry forever, and you know we've had various versions of that for video entertainment. But out of Napster we got iTunes, right? iTunes disrupted how music is bought and sold forever. And we'll see, I think, the exact same. And, you know, after iTunes, we got Spotify.
But also, just to interrupt.
We're seeing the same kind of progression in video entertainment.
Just to interrupt you as well, is more and more people are telling me that they're getting their own VPN. I don't know what that means, that there's the whole VPN business. But that means that they can watch Netflix overseas, not local content. So aren't we seeing this world doing all sorts of shrinking anyway, as we expect it to?
Yes, 100%. And these regional blocks are aren't a line that can hold, unfortunately. Fortunately for us, unfortunately for the companies that are trying to maximize their profits off of the regional exclusive licensing models. And so, yeah, I mean, it's an interesting one, because right now we're living through like a golden age of TV, right? There's just an incredible amount of money flowing into the space as everyone tries to capture market share. So here in South Africa, we've got a bunch of our own, you know, local players duking it out, trying to carve out a niche of the market for themselves. But overseas, the powerhouse, which is the United States, we're seeing everyone and their grandmother trying to bring a service online. So Disney Plus, for example, hugely popular, and that's going to launch in South Africa now. It should be the middle of the year. Paramount Plus, HBO Max. These are things that we don't even have in South Africa yet. And these are big companies with huge licenses behind them. Mm. Disney Plus, just to put it in perspective for folks who might not know, they own Lucasfilm. So that Indiana Jones movie I was talking about, that Disney now owns that. Disney owns Marvel. So every superhero
Disney Plus
film
is massive, is absolutely massive.
Yes. And this battle is far bigger than
before
the one in
South Africa. Before I let you even talk, Ian says, I'm causing a traffic jam outside the school, not getting out the car until Jan tells us how we can subscribe to Disney Plus.
Yeah. Okay. Let's clear that traffic jam as quickly as possible.
Yes. Exactly.
So Disney Plus hates it when I tell people to do this, because they regard it as piracy. When you get a VPN, And then circumvent the geographic restrictions on Disney Plus to subscribe to it, which is odd to me, because that's people jumping through massive hoops to pay their money. But by the way, a VPN is not good enough, because they also check where your credit card is from. So if you try to present them with a South African credit card, then they won't accept it. So you right. need to get some kind of virtual credit card or some kind of payment mechanism that they'll identify as from the United States before you can subscribe. So I don't even think it's worth it at this point to jump through those hoops to pay Disney for their content. You can wait until the middle of the year, which I know patience in the age of instant gratification
is a no-no. Hence the traffic
jam. Disney Plus is coming to South Africa. And they will be here this year. They've promised within the next 6 months. In fact, in typical movie fashion, this summer.
Absolutely fantastic. Well, I think that is a very cool. Jan van Meulen, thank you as always. It is 7:26. I'm Howard Feldman. A very good morning.